Springfield's Talk is 1041. My name is Nick Reed. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday, which means we've got All Through the Week, sponsored by our good friends at ABC Books on North Glenstone. And every so often, we're fortunate enough to actually have a local author, and oftentimes in studio. Mark Abernathy is with us, Sons of a Citizen Soldier. And now I expect that this is going to be very easy for you because you said as a child, what was it that your teachers called you?
Blabbernathy.
Blabbernathy. So this should be no problem for you at all. Well, I appreciate one you sent in the book, and then you have done, or you're doing with ABC Books, is that right? Do you have something that you're going to be setting up there, a book signing?
Yeah, we're hoping to get something set up here in the near future.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about why you wrote the book first.
I wrote the book because I wanted to honor the citizen soldier, the concept of the civilian, the person who is willing to fight for their country, for what they believe in. And it translates not only just to the country, but for your community, to run towards the fire, to stop and help somebody on the side of the road. The citizen soldier is an essence of your character.
Now, this novel, while it is fiction, the lead character is based off your uncle. Is that correct?
It is. My uncle was shot down. He could see the English Channel in flight. He was coming back from a bombing mission in the Rhine-Main Valley, and he ended up spending the rest of the war in a prison of war camp after parachuting.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Well, what was amazing about the man, he came back at less than 100 pounds. He went at 175. And he would clean the plates after dinner, literally eat all the food. He had been starving for so long. And he was the kindest, most gentle man you would ever meet, but he was such a great warrior at the same time.
So tell us about the story, the novel itself.
Well, the story, I wanted to embrace the conflict that I experienced personally over the war in Vietnam. I was, 17, 18 years old, and my sister's friends were dying and being maimed, and it was a civil war as we were indoctrinated by liberal teachers in school and the music and protests and the hippie movement. So the characters, one of them volunteers to go to Vietnam, the other one is a conscience objector. They're brothers. Mm-hmm. And so I embrace both of the concepts with the conflict and the family.
You have, I think, this may be stereotyping, but sort of a author or novelist personality. You're a guy of nature, I would say. Build things with your own hands. You lived in a boat for a while. Is that correct?
Yes, Sally and I lived on our sailboat for a year and a half. We traveled all over the Keys and went to the Bahamas, and we lived over there for a year.
Like a Hemingway sort of personality to some degree.
Well, I love Hemingway's work. My favorite book by Hemingway is Islands in the Stream, and they're just a great novel.
Now, where are you from originally?
I grew up near the Chesapeake Bay. In southern Maryland, and then in the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and went to college in Virginia at the Virginia Military Institute.
How'd you end up living in a boat in Florida?
Well, my parents, and it seemed like everyone in the family retired in Florida. Mm-hmm. And my parents lived here in Springfield, and when they went back to Florida, I went down there to visit, and we shut down our business here, and we found a boat and went sailing for a year and a half.
What'd you do? What was your business?
I was a framing contractor.
Okay.
My sons, my nephews, we all went around and built buildings all over the Midwest and South.
I think most people who live here, they love it, but many people may say, well, you're in Florida. That sounds awesome. Why'd you end up back here?
We love it here. We built our house from trees we cut down and milled in Oldfield, and we just love the people. We love the culture. We love the conservative mindset and love of God and country.
Now, you're a helicopter pilot?
I was in the military. I was a Cobra gunship pilot.
Was this, obviously a lot of you is in this book. Was it therapeutic to write it? Was it not totally disconnected?
It was fun to create a story,
yeah.
And I was able to capture a lot of people's experiences that I've learned about and shared. It's all fictitious, of course.
Right.
But, you know, you can't write about a helicopter unless you know about it. You can't write about a sailboat unless you know about it. And you can't write about fishing unless you've done it all your life like I have.
Talking with Mark Abernathy, author of Sons of a Citizen Soldier. Now, the lead character you mentioned, based off your uncle, are you in any of these characters?
I'd say there's a little bit of me in all of them. Mm-hmm. Both the sons are, you know, they're the dichotomy, the... Uh-huh. Yes, I love my country. I want to go to war for it if it's need be, but Vietnam, I don't know. It's kind of far away.
Right. A lot of times a person will write a book and they hope that people are just entertained by it. It's a nice little ride. Oftentimes there's meaning behind it. What do you want people to get from Sons of a Citizen Soldier?
Some laughs and some serious consideration of country and what it means to serve.
Follow-up book?
In the works.
How long does it, what do? You sit down? The whole concept of writing to me is, it's one of those things that, just beyond me. Do you sit down? Is it one of those deals where it just comes to you, or are you like, all right, get up at 8, I'm going to sit down at 9, I'm going to work until noon, and then I do lunch?
It seems like the book is already there in my mind. Mm-hmm. The progression of where it's going, where I want to end up. And I think things through and try and figure out how it has to work, you know, the details of what has to happen first and then followed by the next step. And so I think it through my mind, and then I sit down and go through the laborious effort of getting it typed.
How long is it? So this book, how long did this take?
Well, we started while we were sailing, and Sally would, I would dictate while I was at the helm, and she would make notes. And so for a year and a half, we were putting it together on the boat. And then when we came back, I had to, you know, work and make money and things like that. So it took me another 12 years to get it on paper.
See, these are the reasons I would not be able to ever do something like this. I have such a, I always did have a difficult time. I would, one sentence, it seems as if I could never get it down right. And then I would also think, well, this is how I hear it in my head. What if people hear it this way with a tone and inflection and just would never be able to do it? To me, it's as much of an art as painting or sculpting or anything else. So quite a talent you have.
Well, I think with your gift of gab, you could probably talk text a book very easily.
Well, now you were Gabernathy in school, so somebody texted in on the Queen City Motors talk and text line saying, tell Mark, welcome home from a door gunner with the Ghost Riders.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Any final thoughts or any other takeaways you want people to get from your book?
I don't know if there's a takeaway except to enjoy it and embrace the characters and have fun. It's a fun read, exciting, page-turner. You will be entertained.
Now, I know last Friday you were out at Scramblers with us, so maybe you'll join us again sometime in the future.
Yes, sir. I'd be happy to.
All right. Well, I know people would like to meet you. Mark Abernathy, the book is Sons of a Citizen Soldier. Our author of the week, of course, is always sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, and we do have... a section at KSGF.com specifically for that. Our on-demand section sponsored by GunTech Nixa, where you can hear this interview if you missed any of it with Mark, and of course all our past interviews as well. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.